Welcome back to hour number two of Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Before we continue our conversation, our MLB news and notes and 2016 preview with Andy Pondillo, we'd love to hear from you. Email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And also, you can tweet us at eRadioSports. Okay, so we got some more teams and some more projections we're going to get into. But talk to me about as far as what are your MVP predictions, Andy?
Well, these are always fun to do at the beginning of
Absolutely,
the year because
yeah.
things tend to happen when you predict someone to be an MVP candidate. Yeah, you know, I really like...
Come on, bring it.
In an even year, I like Buster Posey with the Giants
okay.
winning another MVP award. Now, everyone's going to go Bryce Harper again. You're going to think Paul Goldschmidt because the Diamondbacks are starting to rise. Andrew McCutcheon. You know, the common picks are going to be there. It's an even year. The Giants look as good as any team in baseball, in my opinion, with the revisions they've made to their starting rotation, the depth in their batting order, the health, hopefully coming back for that lineup if Hunter Pence can stay healthy. I like Posey a lot this year. And what he does with the pitching staff, the ability to play first base, the ability to lead a team offensively, there is no other player quite like him in Major League Baseball. I really like what the Giants do this year. And when I think MVP, when I think Cy Young, I always think of what team is set to break out this season that has mm-hmm. has players around them. Even though it's called the most valuable player, it's hard to win that award if you don't have people around you. Buster Posey is an excellent situation when we talk about the National League. And when we come to the American League, this one's a little bit tougher for me because you start going through these teams and thinking about, you know, a Carlos Correa, a young guy. You start thinking, looking at the Red Sox, obviously, people expect this offense to be much better. The Blue Jays with all of their boppers in the lineup. But, you know, I go back and forth of who is a true MVP. Mike Trout will stand out, but what kind of lineup does he have? You know, I like a lot this season when I look at the MVP race. I like Eric Hosmer with the Royals. Now, he's not the superstar. He's been a guy that's been on the rise for the Royals for a couple years now. He's shown that he can be that 100 RBI guy. He wins gold gloves at first base. He runs the bases well. He does everything well, everything you want in an MVP. I think this could be the year he breaks out for 25 to 30 home runs. He drives in 110 runs. And again, we talk about the situation players are in. There's not a better situation as an offensive player in the American League to be in that Royals lineup.
Okay, MVP predictions. What about Cy Young predictions? Obviously, at the forefront of my mind is our very own right here in Houston, and that is Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, that's who I put down there. You know, it's a lot of people are going to think Chris Sale, David Price, Chris Archer, Sonny Gray. There's a lot of guys could contend. And maybe I'm being biased because I'm able to watch Keuchel on a daily basis when he's able to pitch, but this guy, there is not a pitcher I've seen in recent years that understands pitching quite like Keuchel does. We see guys who have great stuff and maybe know how to pitch a little bit. We see guys that don't have so great stuff, but they really know how to pitch. It's hard to find a combination of both. Keuchel's stuff isn't the best. He's not going to be a first-round pick if you put him in a redraft. I mean, if you're just to look purely at his stuff at an open tryout, people aren't going to pick him up right away. But it's a lot better than what people think. The control is as good as you're going to find, and his mentality on the mound. I like him to go out and win another Cy Young this year. Again, a big portion of that is the team you're with. I think he's going to have opportunities to win a lot of games with the run support. I think the bullpen's improved in Houston. I feel like this is an awesome opportunity for Keuchel to do it again. You head over to the National League, it's as easy as it gets. Let's just put Clayton Kershaw down for another Cy Young. Because
pencil him in.
Yeah, Zach Greinke, he had a phenomenal year last year, a historical year. He goes to Arizona. I wouldn't predict him to do two in a row. I think it's going to have a very good year. Madison Bumgarner will be up there. Adam Wainwright tries to come back from injury. You'll have your usual list of candidates. Clayton Kershaw, always the best regular season pitcher.
Okay, let's back up just a moment. Let's talk about the Houston Astros. Dallas Keuchel obviously morphed into a Cy Young Award winner. Whose year in this 2016 season, is it going to be George Springer that's going to break out?
George Springer would be the ideal candidate. You would think him or Carlos Gomez would need to have breakout years for the Astros. And Gomez has done it before, so I wouldn't say it's a breakout. You would just need him to get back to maybe what he was a couple years ago with the Brewers. These types of guys, they can put up 20-20 seasons. They could drive in, you know, 80 to 100 runs. They could be guys, you bat second, you bat in leadoff, you bat in fourth, you bat in fifth. These types of hitters are all-purpose hitters, so you love to have them on your team. the tough thing for both of them is don't crash into walls and stay healthy. So that can be easier said than done with the way they play. They play a reckless style of baseball. It's the way you would want any player to play. You just always cross your fingers they're not going to hurt themselves out there. So George Springer, Carlos Gomez, I think that really lengthens the Astros' order when these guys are producing.
Okay, so make a bold prediction. Who's going to be in your World Series?
Well, I go with the Giants. It's an even year, so that's an easy That's an easy one to take from the National League. I really like the complete effort that they've put onto this team now with Cueto, Samardzija. If you ever get Matt Cain throwing again, Madison Bumgarner is as good of an ace as you're going to find anywhere. An offense that has depth. This team looks good to me on paper. I like them as the most balanced team you're going to find anywhere. I look at the Astros in the American League. I'm trying to not be too much of a homer, but then I also think, who is really good in the American League? And it's the Royals or it's the Astros. They're the only two teams, in my opinion, as of right now, that could make a World Series run. And it's more fun to pick a new team rather than pick the Royals again. So I'm going with the Astros. You look at both of these teams, depth everywhere. Royals have a deeper offense. Astros have more power. Royals have a deeper bullpen. Astros have better starting pitching. But you look at all of their categories, you don't see gaping holes any single place you look with these teams, and they only seem to be getting better with their young players. I feel like if everything plays out like I think it will, they're going to be the class of what you're going to see in the American League. Teams like the Mariners, teams like the Rangers, you know, they could be some outside contenders. I really, though, look at the Royals and Astros as by far the most complete teams in the American League.
That, of course, was Andy Pondillo from YSR with our 2016 preview. It is time to thank all of our amazing guests in our lineup. Nancy Lieberman, the assistant coach with the Sacramento Kings, Bill Rosinski of PGA Tour Radio, Lee Klein, CEO of Five Star Basketball Camp, Kevin Harlan, TNT, and Freddie Coleman from ESPN. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show.